gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good, good day.
It's been sweet. 7 and a half of the hour, another day of conversation. The Doug Steffen Good Day way for you to meander through an hour or two or three or four or as many hours as you like to. We've made the case in many a circumstance where you could go to DougSteffen.com and just click the listen button and listen forever. You could listen to this program forever.
Yeah, but then your eyeballs would bug out, and that would
ever.
Be bad.
No, it would be your ear balls. I found out yesterday I had my annual physical. I have a fungus in my ear.
Ew.
Fungus.
That is gross. How do you get a fungus?
Among us.
Yes.
How do you get fungus in your ear?
Take your foot out of your ear.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce the latest fungus to join us, Robin Marshall.
Oh, that's a hell of an introduction. Thank you so much.
Okay, so Robin has become my new, not best friend, but...
Especially after last night.
Wow. Now, people are going to get the
wrong
idea.
I'll explain.
Explain to all. Okay. Roberta, say hi to Robin.
Hi, Robin.
Hello, good morning.
Feller New Yorker. Jennifer.
Be nice, Roberta.
Hi to Robin.
Hi, Robin.
Yorker, what kind of New Yorker are you?
I'm really not.
Oh, okay.
She's actually from Pittsburgh.
Right. But, you know, so I was wandering around the streets last night in Massachusetts, and this big white pickup truck just drove by. The Doug was driving, and he said, "Hey, baby, you want to come to my house?
Want to be a co-host on a radio show?"
Yeah, let me hear what you sound like.
Okay, that's good. Actually,
I got news for you, Robin. It's not the first time this happened that way.
Very cute.
I fell for that a long time ago.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mine involved a hood, though. It was weird.
Oh, God.
I thought hoodies were not allowed. Wearing a hoodie is kind of not allowable.
It's Are you kidding? I wear hoodies all the time.
Yeah, but isn't it supposed to...
That's only if you're Geraldo Rivera.
It's this Trayvon Martin thing because he was wearing a hoodie when he was killed.
Yeah. And so it's...
And Geraldo says that was the reason.
Right.
He was killed because he was wearing a hoodie.
Geraldo thinks that if you're wearing a hoodie, all of a sudden there's this gang element to you. And
which
makes
people
you
say to me all the time, "Jen, you look like a gangster when you wear that hoodie." No, they don't say that.
But you know what? They do stop you from wearing them in school. I have high school kids, and they're just not allowed.
You cannot wear
the hoodie
going
in school.
Into school, or that's there are dress standards at school.
Oh,
now?
Yes,
really?
Especially
so they can wear the hoodie, they just can't have the hood up, or they
you
can't
wear
the
a hood up.
Yeah, you can't put it up.
So I have a hoodie. I had a sweatshirt on that has a... That's a hoodie, right?
You're a gangsta.
Apparently.
That's what
player.
You're gonna
be. I'm a gangsta of love.
Player.
And the dress code, going from New York, Roberta, to the South where I'm living right now, you would not believe it. I had to buy my girls an entire new wardrobe.
What do you mean? What kind of wardrobe? What's the difference between the two?
The difference is you can only wear skirts that are an inch above your knee.
Oh, dear.
That was our school in Catholic school. Yep.
That's what it's like. And shoulder straps, you have to have, they have to be the width of 2 inches going across your shoulder.
You're lucky. See, we were not allowed to even have naked arms in school.
This is 2012.
Are they in a private school? Or
no,
a
it's a public
school.
Public schools.
In Charlotte.
Where in the South is this?
Right, it's just south of Charlotte, in South Carolina, 1 mile south of Charlotte.
Hmm.
And it's ridiculous. My daughter had internal suspension because she wore leggings under a long shirt to school.
Good Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
800-510-8255. You can welcome Robin Marshall to the program along with Roberta Fasinelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. More voices. We need more voices.
More women on the street.
More women on the street so we can put more women on the radio. So I want to know, and I think a lot of people would like to have sort of a consensus as to whether or not first there ought to be standards. We've had this discussion before. Roberta's daughter, Robin, goes to Fame, the high school in New York, where they're all performers, right, Roberta?
That's the performer.
They're performers, artists, and she's in the drama studio.
Oh, right.
You know, there's drama studio, voice studio, instrumental,
right.
And art.
She inherited that drama, by the way, from her mother.
Oh, big time.
So, should there be a dress standard? Robin's children go to a public school, there's a dress standard. Roberta's daughter goes to a private school, there's a dress standard. When Jennifer went to Catholic school, there was a dress standard. When Richie went to school, no dress standard.
Zero.
When I went to school, today you can wear, the guys can wear shorts and the pants
hang
off your butt.
Yes. No, they don't allow that either. They try not to allow that.
Really?
I have to say, I totally support a dress code. Absolutely.
The stricter the better.
I think they should all wear uniforms so it avoids all the bullying and the peer pressure.
Well, New York has a uniform. The public schools do have uniforms. Dark blue skirts, dark blue pants, and a white shirt. Victoria's school is one of the few schools in the city that do not require a uniform because the kids are pre-screened and pre-selected, and, you know, they're at a certain academic standard, and they're artists, so I guess they figure, you know, they don't need a uniform.
Okay, then how much
But all the other high schools, yes, most 90% have uniforms.
Let's circle around back. How much of the problem with bullying would be avoided if everybody is this? This is becoming a national debate.
Big time.
The bullying problem is a big problem.
Yes, it is.
So would it be avoided? Would it be handled? Richie's children, Robin, are 4 and 7. So
5 and 8, but who's counting?
5 and 8. Thank you. I thought that Juliana was just having a birthday.
She did, her 5th.
Oh, all right. So I missed a day there someplace.
Yeah.
5 and 8. All right. So first grade, third grade. Your children don't have to wear a particular clothing, but they're supposed to be dressed in a certain way, right?
No. I'm a little bit taken back by how they let the kids dress. I mean, a lot of the boys, they go to school in sweatpants and some kind of T-shirt.
Really? Oh, that's
or,
not right.
Or like gym shorts and a T-shirt. And you know what? I'm like, Sean, no, bud. Come on now.
What do you mean, no, bud? Don't you just say, this is what you need to wear to school? Are you trying to coerce him, or do you convince him, or are you
I have him wear pants and a shirt of some sort, but I wearing sweatpants or gym shorts to school? No.
Huh.
I don't buy that.
I think a lot of the problem stems from what the kids wear to school. They're always trying to outdo each other. Who's got the prettier, sexier...
But whose responsibility is it to dress? Are you your children to pick out their clothing, or are the parents to pick out their clothing?
Well, by the time they reach the age of 13, they're picking their own clothes out.
Yeah.
You have to, you know, younger kids we can influence.
Right.
But then we fight with our kids when they get to be 12.
My son's just at the age where he's starting to say, no, I don't want this, I want that. Noticing what other kids wear, then, Mom, this doesn't look cool. Dad, this doesn't look cool. I want to wear this.
I think what's interesting with kids right now, too, is they are more label snobby than I mean, I don't remember being
what
label
does that
snobbish.
Mean? What's a label?
That means that they want to have the nice labels.
No, I understood that term. What's the label that they're all... like Abercrombie and Fitch, we used to talk about that. You said that's passé now.
Juicy.
Not for those kids.
What's it? What is it? What's the label?
It's
like Juicy. Well, Juicy is one of them, too.
Right.
What is a Juicy?
It's just it's
juicy
a label.
For gum.
I know, but it's a label that makes like hot
Doug,
looking
girls
clothing.
Have you ever seen a 13-year-old girl walking around with the word Juicy on her sweatpants on her rear end?
Mine says supercalifragilistic, but some, you know, these young girls have
Juicy. If I were watching a girl who was 13 walking around, someone would have me taken away. So the answer to that question is no.
You've seen it, though. You don't look at it like
that. You can't
that.
Miss it.
You've
you can't
seen
miss it.
I don't look at 13-year-old girls.
They're like tracksuits. They're like tracksuits with a word written on
them. Rich,
the
do you look
rear.
At 13-year-old girls' bums?
Let me tell you something. If I'm walking through the mall and somebody's letting their 13-year-old daughter wear these sweatpants with the words on the back, and what are the other words that they use?
There's pink. There's pink. Victoria's Secret line, which is pink.
Yeah.
Then they go across
their
yeah, and it says like things
juicy.
Like bite me.
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's terrible.
Yeah, there you go. So what is that, if I use the term bum, is that offensive or should I call it something else?
No, I guess that's
fine.
Good.
Sounds British.
Bum?
Yeah.
You're looking at my bum.
Right. Under my bonnet.
Do you remember that Mike Myers sketch? You bum looker. No?
I know. Thanks for bringing it up.
But you know what? I remember having, Roberta, you probably do too. I used to have to pin my bra straps so that they wouldn't show under my shoulders.
Remember,
and now, now it's a fashion statement to let the colors of the bra strap show under. I do it. And
for
now
girls
the
bra
straps
or for
are
women?
Actually. They're part
no,
of the outfit
they're
now.
They're part of the outfit. And they actually, they've started to pretty up the bra straps. They don't look like bra straps anymore.
And
they have lace and stuff on.
That's right.
Colors.
And you should be able to see the bra through the shirt quite often.
Right.
Right.
I remember with my mother, you were not supposed to have your bra strap.
No, I had to pin that thing totally.
I like Gail Sheehy a lot. I was always wondering. See, this doesn't leave anything to the imagination.
Well, it does. I mean, if you have a bra on that's under a sheer shirt, now he's looking at me to see if he can see, you know? But no, I mean, think about the imagination. What is stirring? It's what's under the shirt.
Hey, Richie. I'm wondering what you got on under your shirt. Would you like to tell us?
I have a gray Hanes t-shirt.
Really?
Like, I hope so, not a bra, Rich.
Just like Michael Jordan.
Yeah, perfect. All right, so we have Robin and Roberta and Jennifer and Rich. And the question is whether it's worth anything more. Maybe we've thrown all the mud at this. We need to. Whether or not bullying is caused by what your children wear to school in part. 800-510-8255. Here's another serious condition. It's called high cholesterol. High cholesterol leads to heart attacks, heart disease, those problems that affect all too many people. And there's now, though, a new all-natural approach from Italy that may be the right thing for you. Yesterday I was talking to my doctor, who is friends with my other doctor. I have doctors galore here. I have Jack Stockwell, I have Ken Kronhaus, I have John Bordick, and John wanted to know about this new FDA-registered product called Cardiol, which we're talking about on the air and have been for the last 3 or 4 months. And he did a blood test because he wants to see, he's going to compare the numbers, and this is what Cardiol likes you to do. You get a blood test before you get on to Cardiol, and then after 60 days you get another blood test, and you see where the cholesterol is and where the triglycerides are. And if you are going to be, you know, in the main, like most of the people are who are onto this, you'll find that there'll be a lot of benefit from this trial of Cardiol because the numbers are going to go down, down, down. The recent results of women's health studies suggest that there are the problems with women are just as bad as they are with men. And that's what we were talking about yesterday. Dr. Bordick and I were talking about women and how the heart problems that they have are not easily recognizable as they are with men. So it's more important for women to have lower cholesterol, lower triglycerides than it is. I mean, it's important for everybody, but it's more important for women. So here's the way you handle that situation. You call 888-809-6424. That's 888-809-6424 for your free 60-day supply of Cardiol. Ask them about Vitality Ultra Pure Omega 3 as well. That'll help you out. And I've been giving this to Charlotte. Doesn't Charlotte look like the most beautiful girl in the world?
Fitting image of you.
Oh, well, not sure about that, but thank you. She has a nicer
nose than I do. She really is beautiful.
Yeah. All right, so this is good for humans, good for you, and I'm being facetious, good for your pets as well. 888-809-6424. You'll pay a small shipping and handling fee. You'll try Cardiol for 60 days. You'll see that it lowers your cholesterol and triglycerides. And you'll probably want to stay on it because that's an important thing. You stay on it, keep yourself healthy. 888-809-6424.
And I do want to say, I think it's the happiest dog I've ever seen.
Charlotte.
Yes. I really do. She's a very happy girl.
All right. Happy girls are all here on Good Day at 20 after the hour.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum. Always your most complete.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat. Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
It's the 24 After Doug Steffens Good Day program. As if we didn't have enough voices already, we have one more. And actually, it's interesting to have everybody sort of get on the same page. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Warner. Roberta's got her Queen of Cheap in a few minutes. All right, so what's the deal today, or what are the deals, Jen, Roberta?
You
got to remember
who
that'll
be. You're losing track of who's
going to be around you.
I know.
We got a free subscription to Ladies Home Journal. We've got lots of free cosmetic giveaways, and we'll tell you how to get them. And we're going to remind you where you can get free ice cream today.
We are thinking about doing free ice cream at the Eastley Farm Show. I'll bring you down there later, Robin. You can get a little free ice cream.
Oh, boy.
Charlotte likes her ice cream down there. The discussion on bullying in schools and whether or not it's clothing or what maybe the other factors are, including this, one wonders as you look at the news, the Trayvon Martin case, high school kid wearing a hoodie, the story from that school in California yesterday where seven people were killed by what appears to be a former student. Does anybody know, by the way, just as an aside for a second, what this story is with this guy? Was he thrown out or did he quit?
He was expelled.
He was expelled.
Yeah.
So he had a grudge. Do we know why he picked the seven people that he did line them up against there?
I don't know why he picked the seven people he did. Apparently he was looking for an administrator.
So instead he decided to shoot students. Great.
I'm getting so tired of this.
I'm really.
How they get famous on their way out.
Now we ought to go old school and say, listen, you go in and shoot up a school, your family goes to jail forever.
Can I just jump in here for a second?
This is Robin.
Yes.
The new voice.
Hi, y'all. All of this can be avoided if parents would just take the time for a second just to look into their children's eyes and ask them, are you being bullied? Even worse, are you the bully? Or even far worse, have you seen somebody else bully somebody else and have done nothing about it? Everybody's got to step up and do something to prevent it. And it starts at home. I mean, most bullies don't just become bullies because of no reason. It starts in the home.
There's no way that this guy walks around.
How does it start at home?
It could be a parent that's treating another parent abusively, or it could be something that they've seen somewhere else in somebody else's home. But the bottom line is you can't just, you know, as a parent, we all think, oh, but if we step in and we say something, it's going to make it worse. Well, let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. I saw in a very affluent area where I lived in Long Island, four of my sons kill themselves. Suicide. And two more died as a result of that. And it's because people don't talk about it.
Four
boys, 16, 17 years old, committed suicide due to bullying and girlfriend issues and things like this. Because parents are afraid to step up and say something to the administrator.
Why would a parent be afraid to be a parent?
Because parents think if they step in, they're going to make the situation worse.
Where does that thought come from?
It doesn't get any worse.
But where does that thinking come from?
Because kids will say, oh, you had to get your mom in here to take care of your problems. And that just escalates the bullying unless you really step in strong and bring the authorities with you and make that fix.
So the idea is to scare the pants off of the person who is doing the bullying.
Either that or scare the pants off the superintendent because now he's got prior knowledge and he knows it's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So there should be programs, and there are programs that are available to come into the school district, put all the kids in one room that are having a problem, and let them all talk it out. Usually they walk away friends, but without making the effort, nothing can be done.
Sounds like a cage fight to me.
I know.
Right. Yeah.
Putting the bullies and the kids in one room, just let them talk it out.
No. You got to let them work it out. They can be mature about it. And an attitude like, you know, making fun of a situation like this is not the way to solve it.
No.
All right. Food for thought. 28 after on Good Day.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the GEICO motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our discounts could save you. And now GEICO presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today I'm going to talk about the new GEICO mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite GEICO character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about GEICO, now mobile. Download the new GEICO app today.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Captain James T. Jones, G Company, 2nd Platoon Leader.
I was the left flank platoon of the company. They came down that little finger that I knew they'd be coming down. I lost several men that night. We had to pull them back in to make our little perimeter smaller. And I told the field artillery observer that, I said, you remember where my left flank was? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, give me battery 3 or 4 rounds because you got to get them off of me. And he said, well, you're taking a chance. You're going to get killed yourself and your men. And I said, you just tell us when it's on the way and I'll get my men down because I said, if you don't do it, the Chinese are anyway. So they gave us the artillery and got them off my back a little bit.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
It's 33 after the hour now. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, our Queen of Cheap, with some deals coming right up here. Jennifer's going to check the television news to see who's being promoted and who is not. Find out how yesterday Katie Couric did on the Today Show versus Sarah Palin. And
that's,
Sarah,
that's actually today.
Oh, well, I thought it was yesterday.
Well, no, they previewed
Couric
it
was
yesterday.
On yesterday. But Couric is on all week, isn't she?
Couric is on all week, yeah. And Sarah Palin was on yesterday just to promote her appearance today.
But what was great, and I mentioned this to Doug earlier, is that Matt Lauer asked her if she'd been prepping for her performance by reading the newspapers. Did you guys see that?
Oh, yeah.
It was so funny. So I think they're going to have some good chemistry.
Ding,
it'll be
ding,
cool.
Ding,
which is a referral back to how Katie Couric nailed her. So.
Right.
Yeah, right, exactly. Thank you, Rich, for explaining that.
No problem.
All right, so Robin Marshall is here along with Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and me. Robin, longtime New Yorker. Now, we're on Long Island. I was trying to figure out how close you were to Roberta. Lived on Port Washington. Or in Florida.
You were in Nassau. Yes. Well, I started in Levittown, little teeny town, and then moved out to Commack, where I spent the last 20 years.
Okay.
So the commute into the city was just wonderful.
Oh, from Commack,
an hour 15 by train, and then I would walk 40 or 50 blocks to CBS.
Why'd you walk 40 or 50
because
blocks?
Because I love to walk. No. Yeah. I just didn't like the subway.
All right. Yeah. All right. So what we need, Rich, is two New Yorkers. Okay, we need to have two
female
You got a
New
problem
Yorkers.
With that?
And my head's right in the mood for two New Yorkers.
You got a problem
right.
with that? Yo.
I need another L.A. girl to make this fair.
Let's get to the dumpster dive for today and find out what Roberta has for us. Those of you who want to save, this is your place. This is for everybody who has, what do they call it, Screaming Eagles? When you're saving money, if you make the eagle scream.
Pinching, yeah.
Pinching the
eagle. Pinching the quarters.
Yeah.
The quarters.
All right.
I don't know what screaming
eagle is.
I never heard of it either.
Will you please?
Okay. Ladies Home Journal Magazine. You want a free subscription to it? Well, we tell you how to do it. It's a digital subscription, so you can read it on your e-books or on your iPhone or on your Android or whatever. but it is free, Lay's Home Journal. Snackfish has a great deal going on. 300 photo prints for $3. So that's, if my math is right, I think it's a penny a print there. It expires tomorrow. We have the special coupon code that you need in order to get that. Reminding you that today between 12 and 8 p.m., it's free ice cream cone day at Ben & Jerry's. Or you can also get a free frozen Greek yogurt. That's the new big trend. Just not frozen yogurt, but it's frozen Greek yogurt at your local Ben & Jerry's location. And we have the little link telling you which one is nearest to you. Allure Magazine is giving away free stuff all week long, and it's really great stuff, too. It's all sorts of cosmetic stuff. You just have to sign in at a certain time, like today at 11 a.m. Central Time. The first 500 people get a free lash extension system, so you can bat your eyelashes with whoever you like who goes by. And there's eye cream and mango oil and skin and facial treatments. That's all free. You just got to go and look at the Queen of Cheap website, DickStephan.com, and see how you can get it. And this is my favorite thing of all. It's a window sticker. You can tell your neighbors how you feel politically. It's a free Catholics for Obama window sticker, and we tell it how you can get one just for yourself.
Huh?
Catholics for Obama window sticker.
That
yes.
really made the Queen of Cheap.
That, yes, that
they had to give it away
cheap.
For free.
Yeah. Hey, I'm gonna boom, boom, boom.
La 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 la. You can put it on your window. You can put it on your car.
All right, so wait a minute.
Purse.
Is there a Christians for Romney, or is there a Jews for Bronstein or whatever? I mean, what is this?
This isn't even Christian. This is Catholics for Obama.
I understand. Okay. So Protestants for Romney.
Palin.
Protestants
for Palin.
Yeah, right. By the way, Sarah Palin, I wonder if somebody's bound to ask her on the Today Show about her former, let's see, how do we best describe this fellow? Her daughter's former lover, who now has impregnated another young woman. Right?
Ew.
That's what you're trying to say, Roberta.
Ew. Yeah, well.
We got one more thing here, Doug, before we forget.
Mominomics.
We have a great deal from Vitacost.com. It's a program called Mominomics. Because, you know, until now, grocery shoppers had two choices. You could go to the store with the low prices, but the products are kind of meh. Or you can go to the store with the healthy products, but the prices are, oh, my goodness. But Vitacost.com, they've got natural and organic foods, household essentials, vitamins and supplements. And the best thing is, it's all up to 50% off. And all orders over $49 ship right to your door absolutely free. So what you get, you could say you're getting whole food products at Walmart prices. Just think of it as Mominomics. Get it? Mom plus economics, Mominomics. So if you take your shopping list to Vitacost.com, you can take the cost out of healthy living.
Roberta's a genius, isn't she?
In a moment, such a genius.
Jennifer discusses Oprah discussing her failure. Apparently she's been interviewed by the folks at CBS and admits that she's done a few things wrong. You may be interested in that conversation. If not, Alec Baldwin is engaged. Let's see, what else? Chevy Chase. I don't want to give all these stories away, though.
I know. Right? You're giving a little tease. Yeah,
whoa, what about Chevy Chase?
Oh, you're going to love this. This is big drama. Plus, we're going to talk about Kate Gosselin, too.
Yeah, all right. 20 before the hour on Good Day.
Because no one knows how to keep your Buick at its best like the Buick Certified Service Experts. They'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for their latest service offers and everyday value pricing.
Any multivitamin can say it's complete. But when you dig deeper, are you getting more than the bare basics? Does it have everything essential? With quality ingredients? Clinically studied? Do the homework and you'll find the choice comes down to just one. Centrum. The multivitamin that goes beyond the basics of other brands, with nutrients essential for optimal health. So you're at your best. Centrum. Always your most complete.
Grandpa!
Hey, Gary!
What appearance. Smell the fortune.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We've just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR, 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Let's see what Jennifer has up her sleeve. You have two sleeves or one sleeve on today?
I actually have two sleeves today,
two
Doug.
Sleeves, right.
I know. Actually, four sleeves if you count my bathrobe. Which I do count, by the way.
All right, so TV tonight, and where we have Oprah. Is this on today, this Oprah interview?
This Oprah interview is on today. She is talking about how she made a little, but she jumped into the Oprah network just a little too soon, which I think we've all seen. It was Gail King's show, CBS This Morning, with Charlie Rose. She did this interview. She opened up about the problems she's faced launching OWN. She said, had I known it was this difficult, I would have done something else. What I wanted to create and will create is a channel and an environment where we don't waste your time and it's all meaningful. And I do believe that's what she's really trying to do. But it is really, really stinking hard to run a cable network. So I'm
Jennifer speaks from experience.
I do, because I do this in my day job. And so, but I find her kind of inspirational that she's hit this little rocky bump in the road, because we'll see how she comes out of it, and I think she will. Also, big news: Chevy Chase, Rich. Ugh,
yeah,
big
tell
drama
me. Tell
on
me.
The set of Community. All right, so there's the producer, Dan Harmon, who had an altercation with Chevy Chase after their final episode recorded, and the two of them kind of got into a pretty heated debate. Well, at the wrap party, Dan Harmon decided to lead a chant among the crew and the cast members saying, F Chevy, if you get my...
Really?
Yes.
Ooh.
And so he was very upset and embarrassed by this. He left the party, went to his car, got on his phone, and left Dan Harmon this scathing voicemail, like just ripped into him.
Really?
And you can actually hear the voicemail online if you want. We can't play it here because it's laced with a lot of expletives.
Oh, I have to hear this.
But you've got to go online and check it out. So now the rumor is that Chevy is so upset he's not even going to come back to Community next season.
And what's he going to do?
I was
going to
say, there's so many jobs for an old guy that's hard to work with. That's it.
I know. But the cast and crew have actually surrounded him and said that it really wasn't his fault that Dan Harmon treated him unfairly. So, all right, Martin Sheen news. He has joined the cast of Anger Management to play, guess what?
Angry Man.
Charlie Sheen's daddy.
There you go.
Oh, my.
Yeah. No, it's going to be a big
keep
stretch
an eye
for him.
On
how does he have work? I don't understand.
Martin
how
Sheen
man,
or Charlie?
Charlie.
How does he have work? He's actually pretty talented.
He's doing a good job on this show,
but
apparently.
I mean, but people are so forgiving.
But you know what? Well, why shouldn't we be forgiving? No?
Well,
you're unforgiven.
Move on. Come on.
We like to support train wrecks so that we can watch them actually hit the wall.
But again and again.
Who did he hurt beside himself?
He hurt his audience. Everybody that was
more
loyal
people are
to
watching
him.
Watching the show now than watched it before.
Ridiculous.
There you go.
Speaking of that,
you
heard Ashton Kutcher got a job playing Steve Jobs, right?
Yeah.
Now, I don't think he's the best actor. Do we think he can do this? Just because they look alike, it seems.
You know,
that
I think he can do it.
You think? All right.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting.
Kutcher is trying to sort of mature himself up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And whether that plays into whether he goes back to 2.5 Men, if he doesn't go back, that's the end of it. But there is a couple of more years. So if he took in $1 million a week, he and Cryer, that's 26 million times 2 is 50, 4 million right now, 52 million. I think I'd do that for 2 years. I mean, it's not that much.
There's you think you do that? I think I do.
I don't think they're working that hard at
I'd
that.
I'd do it for half, I think.
Yeah.
All right, last little bit here. Tony Dovolani, he is one of the dancers on Dancing with the Stars. He was interviewed because he went. His partner, Martina Navratilova, went home last week on the show, and he went to Anderson Cooper's show to talk about it. And he brought up his partner from last season, Kate Goslin. And, you know, they always seem pleasant as punch on the show, but I guess he said that he really needed therapy after he was done dancing with Kate, that she was very difficult. She hardly knew how to dance. She didn't try, and she was very volatile. Big surprise.
He needed therapy?
He said he needed therapy after the season was over.
All right, here's this is just what we need from the What We Need department. Fox has a new dating show called Take Me Out, which has a panel of 30 single women who are looking for love, who switch on a light if they find a prospective bachelor interesting.
Isn't that
funny? This is the dating game.
As he reveals more and more about himself, the lights start going out until the man takes over and starts switching the lights on or off about women he's not interested in.
See, I don't think this show's going to be nearly as good as my favorite summer dating show, Love in the Wild. Did you watch that one last summer?
No.
I never saw that either.
That's when they take like 12 single women and 12 single men, and they put them into couples, and they send them out into the wild. It's kind of like Survivor meets the dating game.
Now, that sounds interesting.
When you throw in wild boars.
Really?
What's
interesting about that?
It's just, you know, it's a new process, and you never know what you're going to bump into out there.
And it's got that whole Meet Tarzan, Eugene kind of feel to it. I like that.
They could kill all the snakes. They could kill all the bugs. We wouldn't have to deal with any of that.
Yeah.
Speaking of which.
I don't like spiders.
Where's Cheetah?
So, Robin spent the night here at my house.
All right. Wait, very innocently in a room that was three rooms away.
Right.
But prior to falling asleep, I was on the phone, and I look up as I'm talking, and I see this monster on the ceiling, with eight legs. And I'm like, what do? I can't wake
Call
up, Doug.
Roberta.
My tarantula got out.
So here I am standing on this little wicker rocking chair that's meant for a two-year-old, trying to reach this with a bowl and a magazine because I don't want to kill it. It's got a family.
Why not?
It's got a family.
Oh, come
mush
on.
That.
Right, so the family could come after me if I kill this thing. So I scoop it into the bowl, and I'm screaming, you know, as quietly as I can because I don't want to wake up Doug. And I turn it upside down, and I put it on the floor. And then I put the dog's bed on top of the bowl just in case the spider's strong enough, right? So this morning I said to Doug, we have a visitor, and it's waiting for you. Okay, he goes into the bedroom. And he lifts everything up and he says, there's no spider there.
No spider. Spider's gone.
It's waiting in your bed for you.
No. I told him I'm switching rooms.
Listen, on the farm, we have lots of creatures. You've seen some of the creatures, all creatures, great and small.
This is why you kill it when you can. Okay? The rule in my house is if it breaks into our house, it's dead.
Oh,
nice.
God.
And then you send it to Roberta to eat. It's 11 That's before right. the hour on Good Day. Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Appearance.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy.
I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program. It is Tuesday, in case you are wondering and you're lost somewhere in the wilderness looking for a date. 51 past the hour.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
What
are you,
very,
what are you
I love
talking
it.
About? It's
very,
awesome.
I used to
so
love this this
corny.
Show.
Good Lord. Hi, it's 53 past the hour. Doug Steffens Good Day program. Roberta Fasinelli, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horne, Robin Marshall are
playing
here.
Part of Bachelor Number One,
yeah.
Doug Steffens.
Yes,
yeah,
so that'll be Bachelor Number One.
Steve Kenner,
who's the author of The Truth About Dating Revealed, spends this time with us every week. We're going to talk about how to market yourself, having Robin's experience reading the story about It's Just Lunch. Is that the way to market yourself? Stand by. We'll get to that conversation in a moment here on Good Day.
How you doing?
Imagine the dark picture if Thomas Edison had given up on the light bulb. But failure didn't discourage Edison. Optimism. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
That makes you marketable.
That's what I was going to say. That's going to be a subject for a conversation later on. Goutlevel.com. Woohoo! That is an intro for Steve.
We should actually, Steve, can we put that in our profile?
Yeah. How to market yourself. Okay. So, Steve, last week you said hello to Jennifer and Roberta and Richie. Say hi to Robin Marshall, who's here with me today as well.
Nice to see
Hi,
you.
Robin.
Meet you.
All right. So the reason that I'm bringing her in with you first is because yesterday she flew up from Charlotte to Boston to spend a couple of days here with me. And on the plane, she read about It's Just Lunch.
Right. Yes, they advertise on airplanes.
I thought it was a fabulous service.
Really?
Well,
I've never heard of them before.
No,
I started lunch dates in 1982. In 1992, somebody called me and asked if we franchised it. I said, no, we don't. And she said, well, I'm going to start something myself. So she started It's Just Lunch.
Wow.
And the first thing she did was decide to franchise. She married a guy who walked in the door who was a franchise attorney, and she franchised all over the country except Boston.
Right. Why except Boston?
Because he's here.
Because we were
okay.
in Boston.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
And they knew they couldn't compete against us because we had been in business 10 years already.
And so that's not Charlotte, by the way. That's Steve's dog.
Yes, that's my dog.
That's okay.
Do you feel like you've made a mistake?
What, not franchising?
Yes.
Well, if I had, I probably would be a multimillionaire. But I'm happy. We were very successful, and I was raising a family. I didn't want to travel all over the country. If you go into the franchise business, you're not in the dating service business. You're in the franchise business.
Well, you know what? I kudos to you for the idea then, because I thought it was fabulous.
Do you
meet each person individually?
Well, I don't even run lunch dates anymore. The thing is, with internet dating really has supplanted those personal services these days.
So they're not much good
because they have so many more members than any personal matchmaking service.
Right, but what they say is that they take each client and they meet them individually.
That's right. Yes. Yes, they do.
Oh.
But if you only have a couple hundred clients and you're competing against a company that has tens of thousands of clients,
right?
You know, even if they meet you personally, no matter how hard they try, if they don't have a...
are you okay, Steve?
I know. Is that the attractive mailman?
What's happening is there's a dog, somebody walking their dog right in front of my house, and my dog sees her out the window and is barking.
I think they're trying to break into your house.
No.
It actually makes me feel good because I go through the same thing with my studio.
Everybody with their dog. Yeah, yeah. We're at the end of a cul-de-sac, so anybody who walks around the front, she barks at.
Well, at least maybe...
And I would kill her if I wasn't on the radio right now.
All right, well, you can do it in 30 seconds because I think we've worked ourselves around to at least having an understanding of how...
Not to have a dog at your home while on the air.
Right, exactly.
All right.
Are you in the Boston area?
Robin's in the Boston area right now, and you know that I am, so... I don't know. Should I have him fix me up? But yeah, that'd be an interesting experiment, wouldn't it?
That'd be awesome.
Have Steve fix me up with somebody.
Club on the phone.
Oh, good, Rich. Thank you.
Hi.
I don't know what we learned about Danny, but we heard...
If you